chapter 29, Melinda's Joy, the Wedding. Life took on a new meaning for Melinda after she realized she truly loved Doc. He, in the meantime, came to the same awareness and could not wait until he had told Melinda. He thought the whole thing through and decided to take her on a picnic on the lake because he wanted to declare his deep love for her at such a beautiful spot. The day was unusually bright and sunny, and the trees beautiful to behold when they jumped into the surrey and took off to the lake. Melinda knew that the Melinda that returned would not be the one who left. She knew that she was willing and ready to commit her life to a life of obedience and love to the man that sat next to her. As they rode, he slipped his hand in hers and turned and gave her a smile that made her knees go weak. She, in turn, pressed his hand to tell him, without words being necessary, that she completely understood the meaning of the day. When they were seated on the blanket that she had laid on the ground, they totally ignored the wonderful repast set before them, and with wild excitement in her eyes and hearts, they declared their undying love and commitment to each other. They then kissed each other with a kiss that shook them both. Melinda knew that she had met and accepted her lifetime helpmate. She determined that moment that she would love and keep him in her heart and soul forever, beyond this life into the next. Doc offered her his complete love and loyalty now and forever, asking her to receive his given name, Nathaniel Luke Bartram, as her own and for their hopefully expected children, ones that would bless their marriage and life. When she got home, she ran to tell her folks, and the first one she met as she came to the dwelling was Mama. She ran, and scooping the sweet, frail woman into her arms, she cried with tears of complete joy. "God gave me my heart's desire, Mama, even greater than I could ask for. Oh, how I love my merciful and kind Lord for his gift of Nathaniel. I am so very happy. I feel as if I may burst for the joy of it." Mama told her to go and tell her parents in the kitchen where her mother was preparing supper. Melinda ran to her parents and told them with the same joy and enthusiasm how she was grateful to God and how much she loved this wonderful Dr. Nathaniel. The parents were overjoyed because they knew of his reputation and knew God had indeed blessed not only Melinda, but also the family. The couple wanted to get married as soon as possible, for they felt a calling to minister to the very poor, knowing that this group of people were sadly neglected and needing help more than others that they knew. They found a small but ample home about 10 miles out of town and acquired it just prior to the wedding, so Melinda, with the help of the entire family, could prepare it ahead of time. After the wedding, they wanted to spend a day or two to know each other better, and then started on their mission for God in this wonderful but needy group of others they hoped would become friends. The day of the wedding was a true gift from God. The sky was a deep blue. The clouds that hung there were white and fluffy and transparent, so that the sun rays shone like soft gold on top of the trees, and although the air was cool, the warmth from the sun was just like a benediction covering them that they knew came from God, making everyone there smile and causing others to rethink their commitments to their spouses. That day, by the grace of God, many more than a few decided to make their marriages better with the help of the same God they knew blessed this young couple. When Mel and Nat, the nickname she now called him instead of Doc, had driven to their dwelling, they closed the door to the world and started a new relationship with God and each other that transcended anything that they could have ever imagined, but one that left them breathless and bound forever, soul, body, and spirit. The only sound that was heard as they fell asleep was the small, quiet voice of Melinda as she lay in her husband's gentle arms, knowing that she could not sleep before she told God, "Oh, thank you, precious Lord, for everything you have blessed us with this day. Please be with us always. In all we do, in your name, amen."